The New York State Writers Institute's third annual Albany Book Festival will be held September 10th through the 24th, with all the events taking place online, free, and open to the public. What's not to love about that? The festival will feature engrossing conversations with amazing featured authors, including National Book Award winner Colin McCann, National Book Award finalist Edwige Dantica, Noam Chomsky, one of the most cited scholars in modern history, Sister Helen Prejean, author of Dead Man Walking, and many, many more. This year's lineup reinforces the Institute's commitment to diversity and inclusion and offering voices across the spectrum. The virtual Writers Institute Festival will present their fall programming online on the New York State Writers Institute's YouTube channel and at albanybookfestival.com. To tell us more, we welcome our dear friend, Writers Institute Director Paul Grondahl. Paul, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Joe. We're really appreciative that we're talking about the third annual Albany Book Festival. We wish we were on campus, as we've been the past 2 years, but we're going to make it virtual, and it's actually going to be accessible to more people.
Yeah, it's accessible to more people, and also, I mean, it's probably a little bit easier to get people, right? I mean, because
right.
They don't have to travel and get here, right?
Exactly. It's really asking maybe an hour of time of these busy, acclaimed authors rather than traveling and bringing them to Albany and dealing with travel and accommodations and things. So in some ways, technology has its advantages.
So what has it been like? I mean, I know having talked to you for about this, you know, since its inception. So let's talk about that, actually. This was always your vision to have a book festival in Albany. For the last 2 years, it has been a reality. It will be this year as well under these circumstances. But why do you think it's important to have such a festival?
Because I think Albany has a great literary tradition. I mean, our own founder, William Kennedy, obviously has put Albany on the literary map with his Albany cycle of novels, but you can go back to great writers coming through here, through this region. You know, Herman Melville wrote probably one of the greatest books of the 20th century, of the 19th century, rather, Moby Dick. So it's got this literary tradition, and the sign of a vibrant city that's engaged and interested in writing and books is a book festival, and we hadn't had one. There were a couple kind of false starts over the years, but we wanted to do that. So this is our fall event. We've also created an Albany Film Festival. Unfortunately, it's going to be our spring event. Got shut down by COVID, but we plan to do that the spring of 2021. So we wanted these kind of anchor events, fall and spring, a big community celebration, you know, books and writing in film. You know, we're the New York State Writers Institute. We focus on all kinds of writing across all genres.
So in putting this festival together, I mean, I know, I would think some irons were already in the fire, but you were able to turn and say, okay, let's go ahead and do this virtually. So did it, at what point did you say, okay, this is what we want it to be?
We always have people that we've tried to get for many years, and for whatever reason, they're not available. People like Sister Helen Prejean, who's, you know, internationally known, and we had her scheduled to come in person in the spring before she got shut down, or campus got shut down. So we were happy that she was going to do this. This will be a live event. The other 13 days will be pre-recorded events. The nice thing is you can binge watch if you want on YouTube channel. You can wait till the 24th and watch all 14 in a row, or you can watch them one a day. And the other thing is we're also continuing to offer, which we've done in past years, free writers workshops with some really good writers doing this online. Again, it's convenient for some people who either don't have transportation or maybe they have mobility issues. So instead of having to come to campus, these will be great writers doing workshops online. And we're also offering a marketplace for all the local authors. You know, we had over 100 local authors in the Campus Center Ballroom last year. This year, you'll be able to find out about them and their books online and purchase. That's the other thing, Joe. You've been the greatest supporter of books, bookstores, libraries that I know in this region. And book festivals are here to sell books. I mean, we need to support the authors, the publishers, and the booksellers, especially during this time of the pandemic.
That's right. And it's a great thing to do during a pandemic. You know, I don't know about you, but even, I mean, I read quite a lot. I know you read quite a lot, but I have read even more this year. It's quite delightful.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're going to come through this together. It's terrible hardship and loss of life and economic devastation, but we can come through it together. And I do think some things will improve coming out of this. Certainly, we found remote learning can be effective. We found things like the arts can be done virtually. It's not the same experience, but I think it's something. Everything's going to change when we get a vaccine and come through this pandemic. And we would love to have 5,000 people on campus next fall. Hopefully, we'll be able to.
I want to focus on some of the authors that you have that are going to be a part of this festival, because they are just amazing authors and wonderful wonderful people. Harold Holzer is
right.
one who, of course, has a new book out called The Presidents Versus the Press. Alan just did a very cool interview with Harold and a friend to many of us here in Albany. Gish Jen, my goodness, how wonderful is she?
She's wonderful. I mean, we've had her in person on campus before. She was immediately said, "Sure, I'll do it." And she's got this new novel, The Resistors, and she's in conversation with she's in conversation with Callie. No, she's with. I'm sorry. I got to get the line up straight.
That's all right. I'm trying to bring it up myself here.
She's actually in conversation with Jane Levy,
yes.
who's done the biography of Babe Ruth, which is an interesting juxtaposition. I did not do the moderating on that, but I heard it was a very good interview. So as I said, these have been pre-recorded. You know, we're transparent that we've got some of these already loaded up and ready to premiere on our YouTube channel. That will be live on Monday, September 14th.
And then, of course, Noam Chomsky.
Yeah. You know, he's one of the great progressive left thinkers of all time, and this book is called Climate Crisis and the Global Green New Deal. He'll be in conversation with Robert Pollin, who's also a well-known an academic and a scholar. I mean, there's no more important issue of our time than climate change, and his book, Robert Pollin's book, Greening the Global Economy, was very well received. He's distinguished professor of economics at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, and the two of them will be in conversation. We find that, and I know you do as well, authors in conversation sometimes create some nice energy and sparks, and particularly people that may know each other or may have collaborated in the past. So
yes.
We try to do some conversations between authors when we can.
You have Colin McCann, who is a National Book Award winner and has a new novel out that's been has been long listed for the Booker Prize. So
right.
Very exciting to get him now.
Yeah. So he's been a friend of the Writers Institute, a great friend of William Kennedy. I can tell you he was a great singer for William Kennedy's 90th birthday party. He was part of that. So anyway, he's going to be talking about his new novel, A Parajon, about the Palestinian and Israeli conflict. It's a book about hope and bridges between those divided countries. And he's also this project Narrative 4 that works with underserved kids in New York City. He'll talk about that. You know, he's a great world citizen of literature, and he's really doing things that help people, and particularly young people who need, a little inspiration and a little hope. So he's a great person and a fantastic writer.
He is, and one of the great Irish writers.
Right.
I mean, just
right.
Fantastic. So while I'm doing this, I want to remind people that they can go to albanybookfestival.com. Not only can you click and see more information about the events and find out how to do all of it there, but you can see the complete list that we're talking about. I'm jumping around a little bit because I want to get as much in as we can in the time that we have, but you can see everything if you go to albanybookfestival.com. Workshops. These are also really cool. You have these workshops that are going on, which of course is a big part of what you do during the regular book festivals, a big part of what you do throughout the year. And here you have some really cool ones that are happening during this festival.
Yeah, we also make them free. You know, you can find a lot of writer workshops where you have to pay a sizable amount often, but these authors all agreed to give these for free. They're generally 1 hour. People like Rafe Larson, who's in Troy, had a best-selling book, the selected works of T.S. Spivet, but also has written for many journals, and his second novel, I Am Radar, was also well-received. So anyway, he's really interested in climate change, so he's going to be giving a workshop called Hope on the Page, a climate writing workshop, which I think will be interesting. Marion Roach Smith, who's the most well-known memoir writing teacher in the region. She's giving her workshop on memoir writing, and we've got other people there as well. You can find it all on albanybookfestival.com.
One stands out to me, Jackie Orchard.
Yes,
who is
our
very own.
She's an alumna of the University at Albany. She works at WAMC, and we wanted particularly
people. Is she in
people...
yet? Can she come in? Do we know? Is Jackie here?
Bring Jackie in.
Yeah, bring Jackie in. Get Jackie in here. Hold on, Paul. Keep going.
Yeah, she was the editor of the Albany Student Press, the newspaper. She was in a journalism class with my colleague, Michael Huber, in the Writers Institute. And Mike reached out to her, and Jackie said she'd be happy to. And she's going to be in conversation with, if she's there, remind me who.
Well, I don't know. It's not on the website. But the workshop is So You're Young and Want to Write.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she's going to be talking about, you know, how you can end up getting a job in journalism, as she's done with WAMC News Department. So we wanted to do something, you know, to show our students that there's a path to jobs, and particularly jobs that you may be interested in, journalism, writing, you know, broadcast, that kind of thing.
So Jackie's here. Jackie, we're talking to Paul Grondahl about the Albany Book Festival, and your name came up. Obviously, you have an event coming up, and for these great workshops. And so, who are you? Do you know who you're talking to?
I think just any student who tunes in, because it's via Zoom, as far as I'm concerned.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yes. I think you were talking about a pairing with, and I'm not sure it's confirmed, someone else talking with you in conversation and then inviting any students or anyone. So these are all free and open. If you go to albanybookfestival.com.
Well, let's work out the details now. Why don't we do it on the air? Let's have Jackie sign the contract
sure.
while we're here.
In blood.
Your letter of intent, for goodness sakes.
But I love hearing Jackie's voice on the evening news program and things, because she would come into the Writers Institute, and we always knew she was going places, because she's a really hardworking. And to run a student campus newspaper is one of the hardest jobs in America. So congratulations, you survived that, Jackie.
Thank you. I was going places. I was going right here to WAMC.
Right.
Yeah, like a mile down the road.
Yep.
Two amazing things that you did. One, you know, you survived working with Mike Huber, so that's one.
Yeah.
But two, you achieved a 4.0 GPA.
Thanks.
And two bachelor's degrees, so yeah. Good Lord.
Am
and
I today's show?
Veteran.
Are
she's
we just talking
Army
about
veteran.
How great I am today?
Yeah.
Is that in your script?
Yeah.
No.
I
think we've proven that this is very much off the cuff. But so the, and real quick, Jackie, and I know I apologize for putting you on the spot, but as far as the opportunity of people, So You're Young and Want to Write, this will give people some help, a workshop, as it's titled, of course, to give them an opportunity to maybe do what you've done and know that there are possibilities, not only in the greater world, but in this region as well.
Yeah, so I don't have a ton of experience. I'm not a published author, but my first degree was in English composition and my second one was in journalism. So I feel like I've learned a lot of lessons about writing very short pieces for journalism, writing short, punchy articles, and then conversely writing just interesting essays. So I've compiled a list of like my biggest bungles and largest failures and like the worst things I've written and then what teachers.
I thought you meant one of them was working here. No? You're all right? Okay.
It's number one on the list. No. show, don't tell, things like that. Just advice that I've collected over the years.
Well, Jackie, so we don't have a date for that, but it'll be a part of from the 10th through the 24th.
And yes. And it'll thank all you, be Jackie. On the. Thanks for doing that.
yeah.
It'll be all be on the Albany Book Festival website. Jackie, thank you very much. I appreciate you coming in and
running in from the newsroom.
Just like screaming out in the hall for you to come in.
That's news, Joe. She's coming running in with breaking news.
Yeah, it's me. I'm the breaking news. So.
Thank you very much. All right. So a lot going on. And, so what does this mean for the rest of the what we think of as the New York State Writers Institute and your series throughout, because we don't really know, do we?
No, we're sad that we're not seeing you and Sarah on our stage for our Creative Life series. The virtual world has its benefits, but I think I know you, Joe. You know me. We're people. Person, we love people.
Yes.
I love the real world. We'll make our best with the virtual world. But wait till you see we are trying to confirm a couple really interesting authors and big names. And off the record, off the air, I'll fill you in as soon as we get them confirmed. But we're going to have a full list of fall programming. As you know, sometimes these things fall through at the last minute. Sometimes they're difficult to get really, really big names and prominent authors, but we're working on it. And it will be, online and virtual, but we've got some great things coming up for the rest of the fall.
It is, I know for planning we are all looking forward to a point where we can get back together and do what you all have done so well for so many years of, as you outlined at the beginning, of bringing us together and talking about books and talking to writers about writing. The film festival, that's also, we'll see that. That's another thing that you've been working really hard on, and it's fascinating to see all these things come together and how they've worked, and even through the challenges, you've done such a wonderful job.
We're doing our best.
Making lemonade out of the lemons that we're left with.
We were within 2 weeks of having that live on campus event, March 28th, and it all shut down on the 13th and 14th of March, but we will do it this spring. We hope it can be in person. It may have to be virtual, but everything is so tentative now in the performing arts, as you know. But the other thing that this, like you said, lemonade out of lemons. So our YouTube channel, we're approaching 1 million views on all of our over the years programs there, but we're tracking how these recorded interviews that we're doing a daily author interview on The Conversation on our website, and we're now getting traffic from around the country and internationally. That these are people obviously who couldn't come to the UAlbany Uptown campus where we do a lot of our events, so we are reaching a wider and different audience, and that's kind of exciting.
So there are two websites that people need to know about. One is nyswritersinstitute.org, nyswritersinstitute.org, and that's the main website. And for the Albany Book Festival, it has its own website, and it's albanybookfestival.com, and you can use them interchangeably. They'll bring you to the same places, but they're very helpful in finding out information about all of the cool things. And because on the Writers Institute page, you also have, just an amazing look at what you have done over the years, which is a really impressive body of work.
Yeah, we have a great team, Joe, as you know, and I've seen you and Sarah work. You're a team. We have a team. We have Mark Koplik, Mike Huber, Jennifer Kowalski, and then we have John Warren and Janet Topal, who are part-time with us. But to bring these events together, we all work together, and there's nothing we can't accomplish. That's what we feel. We feel like We can do anything because we have this great community, people like you and WAMC. I loved how you brought in Jackie Orchard. That's what I love about this area, the 1 or 2 degrees of separation, not 6 degrees. I mean, so it's great.
Yeah, it is great. And, well, I really congratulate you and the entire team. You work with a great bunch of people, and they've all been delightful to work with over the years. This all seems weird, and yet there are advantages to it. And watching these events and seeing these amazing authors and just being able to fire up the laptop and to be a part of the conversation is such a special gift that you're giving all of us. So it's very, very cool.
You know, we don't have to wear jacket and ties or in my shorts when I'm doing all these interviews and kind of a Chevy Chase thing going on with all these Zoom interviews, I think.
It's quite lovely. Yeah. Well, you can find out more again by going to AlbanyBookFestival.com. And Paul mentioned the YouTube channel. You really should check it out. There's some terrific stuff there that has been done and will be added to, of course, as part of the book festival. It's the New York State Writers Institute's 3rd annual Albany Book Festival. It's being held September 10th through the 24th, with all the events taking place online, open to the public, and best of all, free of charge. AlbanyBookFestival.com. Paul Grondahl, you are just such a dear friend. I thank you so much for all your hard work and for what you've done in the region and for being with us this morning. It's a great pleasure and privilege, as always.
Thank you, Joe. We consider you a great friend and colleague, and WAMC has been a great collaborator over the years. We look forward to keep that going.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Paul. Have a beautiful weekend. Again, you can find out more at AlbanyBookFestival.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.